Less than 24 hours after he announced that the Bush administration's controversial warrantless domestic surveillance program would be monitored by an independent court, the attorney general faced questions on Capitol Hill. Alberto Gonzalez went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. In a few minutes, we'll talk with the chairman of that panel, Senator Patrick Leahy. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on events inside the hearing room.
If Attorney General Gonzalez hoped that putting the surveillance program under court oversight would induce a flood of goodwill from the Judiciary Committee, then today's hearing was a disappointment. The new Democratic Committee Chairman, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, opened the morning with a stark indictment of the Justice Department and the Bush administration.
In the 32 years since I first came to the Senate, and that was during the era of Watergate and Vietnam, I've never seen a time when our Constitution and fundamental rights as Americans were more threatened, unfortunately, by our own government.
Leahy and the ranking Republican on the committee, Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, wrote a letter to the chief judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. They asked for the legal opinions governing the National Security Agency's spying program. The judge said if the opinions contain classified information, you need permission from the attorney general. So Leahy asked Gonzalez,
"Are you saying that you might object to the court giving us decisions that you publicly announced? Are we a little Alice in Wonderland here?"
I'm not saying that I have objections to it being released. What I'm saying is it's not my decision to make. And let me just...
No, but it's a court's decision, isn't it?
Let me just make one final point.
Well, we're going to ask the court for them anyway.
Justice officials said Senator Leahy was not available for a full briefing on the program last night, but they did brief Senator Specter. Specter was not entirely satisfied.
"I cannot help but conclude that there hasn't been a sufficient sense of urgency on the part of the Department of Justice to get this job done faster."
The spying program began in 2001, and Attorney General Gonzalez said the Justice Department had been working on getting it under court oversight since 2005.
"This is a very complicated application. In many ways, it's innovative in terms of the orders granted by the judge. It's not the kind of thing you just pull off the shelf. We worked on it a long time."
Senator Specter said he did learn the answer to a question that many people have asked, whether the court warrants authorize the surveillance program as a whole or individual wiretaps.
"Your representatives have said that it is individualized."
That was not a question, and Gonzalez did not answer. The attorney general had a frank exchange with Chairman Leahy about a different sort of surveillance as well.
"Is the Bush administration opening Americans' private mail without a warrant, yes or no?"
Gonzalez said the answer is no.
"As far as I know, there is no ongoing physical searches of mail under the authorization used."
"And there hasn't court. Been?"
"And there, to my knowledge, there hasn't been any kind of authorization."
"Would
of
you
nature.
Know if there was?"
"I suspect that I would know, sir. Yes, sir."
Gonzalez repeatedly answered questions about U.S. attorneys who've been asked to resign. Two of those high-profile prosecutors are from Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's home state of California.
"And I'm very concerned because technically, under the Patriot Act, you can appoint someone without confirmation for the remainder of the president's term."
Gonzalez said in cases when he's asked U.S. attorneys to step down, it's been because of their job performance.
"I would never, ever make a change in a United States attorney position for political reasons or if it would in any way jeopardize an ongoing serious investigation. I just would not do it."
There was no end of issues the Judiciary Committee wanted to ask Gonzalez about. Chairman Leahy threatened to bring him back in next week. Senator Specter suggested tomorrow. Gonzalez said he'll be back as soon as he can. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.